This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 435 for Wednesday, June 16th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continue to push lower on Wednesday, generating what could be the fourth consecutive day of losses in the old and new crop contracts. The old crop July contract continues to be liquidated, dropping $28.40 at $8.1750 per ton. New crop November loses $12.40 at $7.1180, and the January contract falls $13.30 at $7.1240. While there are modest gains in Chicago soy meal, declines in Chicago soy beans and soy oil are weighing on canola values. There's additional pressure from losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. For the most part, canola across the prairies was still benefiting from recent rains. However, the forecast is calling for hot, dry weather for another day or two before turning cooler. The Manitoba Weekly Crop Report noted yesterday that flea beetles are a problem this spring for canola province-wide. Besides spraying, there is some reseeding going on. Otherwise, canola ranges from emerging to leafing, depending on when it was planted. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady this morning. The loonie is at 82.08 U.S. cents, which compares to Tuesday's close of 82.05. The markets will be keeping an eye on today's meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. Relations between the two countries soured after Biden was elected and now reflect the heydays of the Cold War. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale of more than 153,400 tons of corn to unknown destinations. These announcements have been few and far in between lately. Delivery is to be during the coming marketing year. Reports say recent rains across North Dakota are beneficial to crops and soil moisture levels. However, one of the worst droughts in the state's history has already taken a toll on some of its wheat crop. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Wednesday, while the July soybean contract is up a nickel at $14.77 per bushel. New crop contracts are either side of unchanged. July soy oil drops a penny at 64.57 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $7 at $3.7940 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday morning, with the July contract jumping 15 cents at $6.825 per bushel. Chicago oats are bouncing back, with the July contract up 7 cents at $3.72. Wheat futures are on the upswing Wednesday morning. Chicago July rises a nickel at $6.66. Kansas City July is up 3 cents at $6.16. And Minneapolis July bounces 13 cents at $7.61. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, June 16th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.